A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, and no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." Each year, the first Monday of Advent begins with recounting a dialogue that took place between Jesus and a centurion in Capernaum. A centurion was a Roman army leader who oversaw upwards of 100 soldiers. He was a man of significant influence, personally responsible for the training and discipline of his troops. When he spoke, others listened. Things happened. If they did not, punishment could be swift and harsh because his word had behind it all of the force of the Roman Empire. What's amazing here is that the centurion comes to Jesus recognizing that Jesus' word is even more powerful. While many looked at Jesus and saw but a thin, itinerant carpenter, he acknowledges that when Jesus speaks, things come to be. Like God at the dawn of creation who says, "Let there be light," and there is light, Jesus is saying equals Jesus is doing. A promise made is a promise kept. And it's the centurion's knowledge of the power of word in his own life that leads him to trust what Jesus says will happen. Because Jesus' word has all the power of God behind it. In our own lives, perhaps we've not had this experience of speech equaling action. We know words that have been cheap, untrue, unfaithful. In the U.S. at present, we are daily assaulted by words from the very top levels of our government that bear no connection to reality, much less action. The great danger here is that as a society, we become more and more cynical about the power of word to mean or to do anything at all. Who can believe or count on anything? But as we begin Advent today with a Bible in our lap, the centurion once again invites us to place our trust anew in the power of God's word. We're assured that if we sit with this word, we will know miracles. Over and over again, the readings we will hear in these coming Advent weeks will remind us of visions seen and visions realized, promises made and promises kept. And we will see that for God, words still count. They mean something. And if we can steep ourselves in this word, we'll find things happening in our own lives. We will know healing and renewal. These words will change us. We'll be different people at the end of Advent than we are right now. And then we too will greet Christ on Christmas morn with a centurion's confidence.